In a world where you need audio heroes, several nerds will come together to fight for nerdkind. It's time for nerds to step up and unite. It's time for Crisis on Infinite Podcast.
Welcome back to the nerdy news you need to know on iHeartRadio and podcast services around the world. And I am Kevin.
I'm Damon.
And you are listening to Crisis on Infinite Podcast. Man, you can be a little bit more. You can.
I didn't know whether like I wanted me to like too loud and louder than you.
We can see our levels. We're fine.
All right, we're good.
As you hear, right now, it's just me and one of our you filled in for once like a year ago, right?
Yeah, like a year ago.
Yeah, it's Damon. Unfortunately, Hoodie and his girlfriend are going through a lot of COVID symptoms, so I told him to sit this one out and take care of yourselves. And hopefully, we'll hear from him again on Thursday. So send all the positive vibes and prayers, whatever you want to do, to him and make sure he feels better. Tweet him, Instagram him, Facebook him. You can't bother him anymore, but you can do all other things. Wow. I guess another guy can't really tweet him either, but we won't get into that. I don't think we've talked to you in about a year or so. How you been, man? How's the new year treating you so far?
I've been good. Lots been happening with gaming and nerd news. So, yeah, everything's good right now.
I saw a picture on Instagram of your new gaming PC. You kind of left us in the console world behind, huh?
Yeah. So I'm coming from Xbox One, you know, and I love the Xbox One. But, you know, it's hard to get a PS5 right now. It's hard to get a Series X right now. I could have got a Series S, but I figured it was time that I make the investment and build a gaming PC. So.
Yeah, I got a kid, so that's not happening anytime soon. so far, what have you played on there?
I bought a couple games. I got Horizon Zero Dawn on PC. I'm excited to play that because that was a PS4 exclusive that's on PC now. I started playing it and it looks amazing. I'm only like the first hour and a half in, but so far I'm really feeling it. And the second one is coming out, I think, in a year or so.
Sometime this year, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. I've been playing Overwatch on PC, which is a whole lot harder on PC than it was on Xbox One. To describe it a little bit, on Xbox One, I would play ranked. I was actually a diamond player, which is not amazing, but it's like above average. And on PC, I'm literally the lowest of the low. PC players are a whole lot more, you know, skilled.
So you couldn't just like log back in and restart your account?
No, I have a whole new account now.
Oh, wow.
A whole new account now. So I was level like 400 on Xbox One. Now I'm level like 6 or 7.
Dang, yo. Are you still playing with a controller or are you doing a WASD thing?
I'm going to have to use the keyboard and mouse because on Overwatch, I mean, there are characters that you don't have to aim, but if I get into a gunfight with somebody who is using keyboard and mouse and I'm using controller, they have an advantage because it's easier to aim on keyboard and mouse, even though it's harder at first initially. So it's got to get better.
Yeah, that's why I'm out of the shooter game, man. All single player adventures now.
Yeah.
And those tweets about so far, Overwatch and Horizon Zero Dawn?
I got Overwatch, Horizon Zero Dawn. I downloaded Among Us. I haven't played it yet, but I downloaded Among Us. What else? Oh, I downloaded Ark. I'm very excited about that.
Oh, yeah, you're the Ark guy. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I like survival games. So I installed Ark and I installed Minecraft. So I'm going to be trying to mod that soon.
Okay, so that actually brings us into our first segment right here called What You Watching, What You Playing. Since you're the guest, let you go first. You already know what you're playing now. You got a gaming PC all fancy schmancy. What are you watching?
Right now, I'm kind of in between shows. I didn't finish Parks and Rec, so I restarted it the other day because I got to the last season, and I hate the last season of all shows because I hate things ending.
Parks and Rec is really good.
I know that I got to the point. I know I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but I got to a point that I could tell where everyone was getting to a good place and that characters were starting to finish their development, and I didn't want to see it end. So I'm restarting it now. Watching that. Still on the anime grind. Just started Yu Yu Hakusho, so classic anime.
Yu Yu Hakusho.
I'm enjoying that. And yeah, that's pretty much it right now. I was watching Transformers, like the old cartoons the other day.
Oh, they're, don't kill me. They're not great.
No, they weren't great, but you know, at 4 o'clock in the morning when there's nothing else to watch.
I've said many times, anybody who thinks like the G1 Transformers was like gold on TV, you're lying to yourself. They were horrible.
Yeah, you can tell they just made the show to push the toys.
Like, they literally said Autobots drive, Decepticons fly. The first episode, Autobots are flying. I'm like, you just told me they can't fly. What the
heck?
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Have you watched the new Transformers, though, on Netflix?
No, I haven't.
It's called Earthrise and War for Cybertron. It's actually really good.
Really?
It's actually really, really good.
I got to watch the Bumblebee movie. I still haven't seen that.
That's okay. It was fine. It's still better than the other ones, especially the last two. Mm. But it's still like, you know, people are like, I don't want stories about the people. I want stories about Transformers. It's a story about a girl in a car.
Right.
And people are fine with it. I'm like, it's just, it's a thing.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
But it's fine. It has a cool opening and a cool ending that kind of bridges it into, they wanted to bridge it into a new Sawyer series or bridge into the first one, basically. Right.
Also, though, I just, so in order to watch Parks and Rec again, I had to download Peacock.
So you are you paying for it?
I got the 7-day free trial. We'll see how I feel in a week. But so I noticed that The Office is now on there, which they took it off Netflix, which has hurt my soul completely. But they have like the extended episodes on Peacock.
But supposedly, I haven't done my research on this. The first two seasons of Office is free on Peacock. To watch the rest of it, you got to pay for it.
Okay. Honestly, season one and two are my... Actually, no, that's a lie. Season two and four are my favorite season.
I think 2, 3, 4, and 5. I don't know. I'm watching all through those. Yeah. I love those.
You know, people hate it when Michael Scott left, but to me, that's, you know, it's a good... I think when Michael left, the show was still good. People think
it was fine. It wasn't what it was, but it was still fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I actually bought it. That's what I said last week. I bought it on Vudu.
Oh, really?
Because I want to... I figured I could either pay... What's that? 8 times 64. $64 a year to watch it. Or I can pay $30 once and I have it on my Vudu Cloud forever.
It makes a lot of sense. On Apple TV, I did the math. You'd be paying over $100 for all the seasons.
Yeah, I was going to do it on Amazon Prime Video, but it was cheaper on Vudu. To get all 8 seasons, $30. Exactly. That's a deal you can't really beat.
So what have you been watching?
I've been going back to Rick and Morty. Mm. I love Rick and Morty so much. Have you watched it yet?
I've seen a couple episodes. I do like the show. I just have such a short attention span that I just get so...
Well, that's a good show for it because every 3 seconds something weird is happening.
Yeah, the show is... I saw the episode when they were like, there was like a little planet that was running a battery for him and they had their own society and they were molted. It's a good show.
And then you finished the episode because it turned out there was another planet inside that planet that was running.
Exactly, yeah. So it's pretty interesting. It reminds me of a show on Netflix that came out this past year. It's called The Midnight Gospel. I haven't heard of that. It's like a podcast, but it's animated similar to Rick and Morty. It's really good. You should check it out.
We're watching Rick and Morty. Watching The Office again on Vudu. Like it's sweet. Like I never left. Mm-hmm. I got to go on a different app now.
Yeah.
It's the only thing on my Vudu account. There's nothing else on there.
Yeah.
Apparently it's free, but they put ads in the movies and stuff like that.
See, I think the whole streaming services thing has spoiled us a little bit to the point where we can't tolerate ads anymore. Or like, or like commercials. Because I have a cable box in my room, but I don't watch it. I literally just watch either Netflix, Hulu, or Peacock now, I guess. So I can't do ads.
I feel like I'm conditioned to allow ads. Like when I watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine on Hulu, I'm conditioned, okay, it's fine. I've been watching on Hulu forever. I'm used to the ads. But I haven't watched Netflix with ads. I first started watching The Office.
Yeah.
And I refuse.
Yeah, no. Especially because the episodes are only like 20 minutes long. If it was on something like Game of Thrones, where it's like a long show, even though HBO doesn't have ads.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. But if they were to, it would be more tolerable because it's like a long form content. For a 20-minute show, I don't want to see any ads.
Supposedly it says like a 5-minute, no more than 5 minutes on there, but you know, for now. We'll see what happens. As far as playing goes, I finally beat the main storyline of Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Valhalla was great.
Well, it was a pretty cool story. What do I end up? I was like, wow, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, to not spoil anything, I believe that Valhalla made some great improvements from Origins and Odyssey.
Actually, so Hoodie's not here, everybody, so I can spoil whatever I want. Spoiler alert, if you haven't played Valhalla.
Spoiler alert right here.
Basically, in the game, you find out that your main character, Eivor, whether you're the male Eivor or the female Eivor, you are the, I guess, reincarnation of Odin.
Yeah.
Your friend in the game, what was his name?
Tyr.
No, what was it?
Oh,
Someone with an L, wasn't it?
Wait, you mean who?
The guy, spoiler alert, that lost his arm.
Oh, yeah, it's Tyr. That's Tyr. But in the game, his name was Sigurd.
Sigurd, yeah. So your friend Sigurd is reincarnation of the Norse god Tyr, and then the main guy in the game like turned out to be the bad guy. I didn't realize it. Again, spoiler alert. This is all spoiler alert. So keep skipping forward if you haven't finished Assassin's Creed yet. Find out that he's actually the reincarnation of Loki,
which is very crazy because I didn't realize it until after. They hinted it the whole time.
They really did.
Like your character is like known across the lands, and the name that he's known by is Wolfkist.
Yeah.
Now. They have a whole Asgard arc in the game when you're in Asgard and you see the story of Odin and the coming of Ragnarok and if you don't know the story, basically there's a prophecy that says that Odin and everything in Asgard will be destroyed by the wolf. So because of that, Odin was petrified of wolves for the longest, and a wolf comes, and long story short, the wolf hates him, and he hates the wolf. And it's just crazy. it's just really crazy, and it was a great game.
Yeah, it's a really good game, and I thought again, spoiler, who has played Assassin's Creed since the first one, mm-hmm. I feel like the first two set up the Assassin Order. This one sets up the Templar Order, and I was like, whoa, that's crazy.
For real.
Because basically, the leader of the overarching guild or whatever in this game starts a Templar Order. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to kill him. Like, I can stop this right now. And
yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that game to me was so much fun. People were hating on it here and there. Now, I played it on Xbox One, so I didn't get the performance that you got, because then you play on a Series
X. I started on Xbox One and Hoodie when he got his Series X, gave me his Xbox One X.
Okay.
So yeah, I was like, wow, that's a big difference.
Yeah, but still, on Xbox One, the game looked great. I had a few stuttering issues here and there, but overall, the game was great.
Yeah, when the patch came out, I think the patch came out like 3 weeks ago. The patch kind of fixed everything.
Yeah, I beat the game in 150 hours.
I am on hour 115 or so.
Yeah.
But I'm still going through. I killed all the people in the order. Mm-hmm. Including all the zealots. Zealots are actually pretty easy once you kill one or two. They're pretty easy to kill.
Yeah.
And now I'm going through getting all the sync points. I'm about to start the Beowulf mission, but I never did it.
Oh yeah.
So I did the Beowulf mission, and then I'm going to do the Asgard mission. After you finish Asgard, you go to the Niflheim or something like that.
Oh, you didn't do that?
No, I didn't do that yet.
Oh, you that's why you got to do that. So the Asgard arc of the game makes the story hit so much more, because when you go to Niflheim, it'll show Odin's story of how he's trying to stop Ragnarok. And the whole game's theme is really about destiny and can you avoid destiny and all that. And that is really good. So I would be excited to play that. That's really good.
And I'm still curious if the DLC starts coming, I think, for next month in February.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely playing that.
During all this time, Cassandra or Alexios, who we played for in our Origins, they're still alive. So I wonder what they're doing.
Yeah. Looking forward to that. I have a friend who just started to play Odyssey, and he's really excited about it. But
I will say, I still like the combat a little better in Odyssey than I do Valhalla. But it's not like a knock against the game. I enjoyed it a little better in Valhalla in Odyssey.
I'm better at combat in Valhalla for whatever reason, but Odyssey, I see where you're coming from with that. But Valhalla to me was so great, because I don't know if you guys ever heard of this, but there's a show called Vikings on History Channel.
Oh, yes.
And
I found her ex yesterday, by the way.
Yeah.
I got Legolas' ex.
Yeah, like, that's ooh! So cool. And literally, the game Valhalla, if you watch Vikings, Valhalla will have a whole lot of characters that you've seen in Vikings come back. Some people died that were younger and like they were kids in like the show Vikings.
By the way, I think yesterday I killed Floki.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because there's like it's like the Lost Warriors of Ragnar Lothbrok,
mm-hmm.
and it was just this weird stringy looking Viking guy in the ice. And I was like, who are you?
Yeah,
I'm like, I think that was Floki.
Yeah, it's probably Floki. Was crazy. There was something wrong with him.
So spoilers are over now. Sorry if you didn't turn it off. I gave you a warning. I'm sorry. So you know, just. You can hate me on Twitter. That's why I have a Twitter. Okay, I still use my Twitter. But anyway, speaking of patches, I'm talking to somebody right now who actually owns and has beaten Cyberpunk 2077.
I completed the game.
So
on Xbox One.
Hoodie and I are still waiting for the patch to drop, the first patch to drop to actually buy the game. So somebody who's actually been through all the ups and downs of the game, I wanted to get your retrospective of the game right now.
Okay, so I got the game on launch, and again, like, big disclaimer here, I am a kind of a fanboy of CDK Projekt Red, only because I love The Witcher 3. Witcher 3 is one of my favorite games of all time.
We should do a whole episode about The Witcher 3, me and you.
Witcher 3 is one of my favorite games, so I had high expectations for Cyberpunk. Now, when I got it on launch, and I booted it up, it did not look good at all. I'll be real with you. It had a real weird fuzzy effect to it. Really bothered me. For a while, for the first like 2 hours of the game, but the following day they released a patch. The patch they released, it kind of helped, so it made the game more playable, but it still didn't look the way it should look. But regardless of all that, there's a little something that you have to realize when you're playing a game mid-generation. You know, of course, they were wrong for not showing the gameplay on Xbox One and mm-hmm. PS4 prior to launch. They were wrong for that. They shouldn't have done that. But to me, it was still playable. So I played it, And the world is one of the best worlds I've ever been in any video game. It's fun to explore. At first, I was mad that it was in first person, but when you play the game, it will completely make sense why it's in first person, because they want you to literally be immersed. Like when you're at the bar. So, for example, if you're playing Fallout, if you're playing Skyrim, and you're talking to an NPC, the minute that your conversation starts, your head will just turn to them, and now you're locked. Your camera's locked to them, and you're going through a dialogue tree, which is fine, right? But in Cyberpunk, if you start talking to a character, they'll be walking around the room, and you'll be walking around. They'll be looking in the room. You can. It's like you're really immersed, because for you to have to do anything in a game, it takes you to actually have to do it. It's a great game. The story to me was a little depressing, but it's a good game, and I think everybody should play it once they get their next gen console or PC, or play it on. I think you have a One X. You'll be fine on like the One X, and yeah, it's a great game.
Was there like an open-ended ending where like, you know, this is gonna be more coming soon, or?
So I beat the game 6 times. I left that part out.
Wow.
I beat the game 6 times just so because how it works, it's like Witcher. I don't know if you remember in Witcher, there's a point where it says like you're reaching the end of the game. And then if you play the game after that, it'll go back to that point. So I got all 6 endings of like the game pretty much, and, or 7. And it's just one of those endings where I think they're going to fix it in the DLC. Like it's one of those things where like it seems like a to be continued almost, because there's still a journey that's to be had. But yeah, it's a great game though. Driving's a little clunky, but the gunplay is fun. The hacking is fun.
I think the only game where driving is done right is Grand Theft Auto. I think every other game is very clunky to me.
I thought that too until I started playing Forza.
Well, I mean like open world.
Open world. GTA is the best for that. Only other game that I could, you know, yeah. There's no other game.
The one game that was really bad for me was Sleeping Dogs, because you had to drive on the other side of the road. I was like, this is just weird. I'm going to walk.
Yeah, to me, the worst driving I've ever played though was in Tom Clancy Wildlands.
Oh yeah, I remember that game.
Yeah. Wildlands driving was literally horrible. If your car tapped something, it would just be destroyed. Like the it was horrible.
So you recommend people get it, though?
I recommend people play it. Again, I played it on Xbox One, so before you buy it, just look up gameplay of Xbox One so you can have an educated opinion about your purchase. But on PC, if you're playing on a gaming PC, you're going to have a phenomenal experience. I can promise you that. I was watching one of my favorite streamers stream it, and they had a great time. It looks probably, this might be a bold statement, but on PC, Cyberpunk is probably one of the best games visually so far. And as far as the consoles go, the PS5 enhanced version and the Xbox Series X enhanced version, they haven't come out yet. So if you were to play right now on those consoles, you'd be playing a backward compatible version.
Okay.
Which is, it is what it is. Like, it'll still look, I have a friend right now who's playing on PS5 and he still enjoyed it. So again, just do your research, make an educated decision about your purchase. But I think it's a great game.
All right, well, there you go. And now you have you already said you were biased, so you said you see Project Red Stand.
Yeah, I'm a little biased.
Kind of unbiased review of Cyberpunk for somebody who's played it. So after that, we're going to get into the news real quick. Not many things going on right now. but in order to follow us on any of our news or news blogs, you always follow us at Infinite_Pods on Instagram and Twitter, or see them hot blogs at hot995.com/crisiscrew. The first news story I see right here kind of bummed me out, because I actually enjoyed this episode. They actually will not green light the Arrow spinoff, the one they had with his daughter and the other two canaries. So that's going to be dead in the water now. I actually kind of like that episode.
Yeah.
Didn't like it? Okay.
Arrow to me was like my favorite show in the world. And I don't like the way it ended. I don't like what happened to Oliver. I didn't watch the ending because I heard what happened. But then it was bothering me, so I had to go back and watch it.
Well, he's with Felicity, and he's happy.
Yeah, I guess. You know, but again, it kind of bums me out that they're not doing the spinoff. But I feel like they still might do it down the line, just not now, because it happens sometimes.
I know. I really enjoyed the dynamic of that show, where it was opposite basically. Instead of having some really two or three really cool dudes, and then the woman that's in the chair just telling everything to go. It was the opposite.
Yeah.
It was three really cool women, and then the guys in the chair telling them what to do.
Yeah.
So I enjoy the aspect of it. I always enjoy the action of the Arrow. Some corners are really good.
Yeah, extremely. I remember this one season that I forget what season it was. They just had explosions every Tuesday. It's like he would jump off something with explosions behind him. I'm like, wow.
And then the music flows.
Yeah. Arrow's great.
Stick around into the DC universe. Actually, again, this time next week, we'll be gearing up for the premiere of Batwoman.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And this year, Batwoman is a black woman. And I can't wait to see that, personally.
That's great. Is black... Lightning still?
This is Black Lightning's last season, actually.
Oh, okay. So what they do, three seasons?
Four. It's be the fourth final. Yeah,
okay. I only saw the first season, actually. I'm really far behind on Black
Lightning. Well, it's on Netflix. Yeah. Commercial free.
Yeah. I'm going to catch up on that one.
But yeah, so that premieres next week, I think at 7 o'clock on CW. So next week we'll actually have a DC check-in. We haven't had DC check-in since March. No.
Wow.
Because I think The Flash was delayed, and I don't think The Flash premiered. I mean, finale was in, I think, almost the end of March, maybe April.
How is Flash? I haven't seen Flash in a while.
Flash was actually doing okay until the pandemic hit. You can see they had to just throw something on TV.
Yeah, I actually heard somebody say that, like, some scenes you can tell that they're not in, like, the same room. Their camera would turn to one person and they would turn to the next
basically
person.
The whatever scene involved Daniel Panabaker, because she was pregnant at the time.
Right, yeah.
So they'd be like, it was like she was on a table, on a sofa, and then you could see them talking to her, but it was like, cut,
back and forth. Yeah.
So that comes back next year, next week. And I think the next show will start premiering next month. Also, Lois and Clark and Black Lightning come back in February.
Okay.
And also going through another little bit of news. Have you watched Mandalorian yet? I've been telling you to watch Mandalorian forever.
I watched the first four episodes and I really enjoyed it. And then I got sidetracked because I started watching The Witcher show on Netflix. But The Mandalorian is really good though.
I gotta say, Witcher's good. It's cool. But Mandalorian, man, you gotta get on that.
You know what I think it is? I think it's that I don't have the nostalgia with Star Wars. I do like Star Wars. Don't get me wrong. I love Star Wars. I don't have that same nostalgia because I watched it as an adult, right? Mm. So with Mandalorian, it doesn't have that same... But I love it, but I have to really like sit down to watch it. Similarly to Harry Potter with me, like because I didn't watch Harry Potter as a kid, I watched it as adults. It took a little bit more for me to get into it.
I got you.
But The Mandalorian, though, I like Baby Yoda. I like him.
That's right. You don't know his name yet. Dang, yo. Oh, wow. I need you to sit down.
I have Disney Plus, too. I just haven't really...
I need you to go watch that, write a report for us, and we will read it on our show.
I actually might.
Because you got almost 10 episodes to watch.
I'm on episode... The last thing I saw, which is like a light spoiler, basically his ship got stolen by these little creatures.
Get
it back.
You need... Because... That episode after that is amazing, actually. So you need to get back on that. Yeah. But if you watched the second season of Mandalorian, you know they teased an appearance from Admiral Thrawn. You don't know who he is. It's fine.
Yeah.
but there are rumors that Robert Downey Jr. will be coming to play Admiral Thrawn.
Really? That has me sold then. Like, he's one of my favorite actors.
We don't know if he's going to be on The Mandalorian or it's going to be on Ahsoka show, but we know Admiral Thrawn is in this universe and he's around somewhere. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about Robert Downey Jr. coming to TV?
I'm fine with it. I just want to see him. Like, he's one of those people that I would put on a list like with Leonardo DiCaprio or anyone who, when they're on the camera, regardless of what medium they're on, whether it's their TikTok or their Facebook Live, I'm happy to see them on the screen. So, especially because I want to see him branch out a little bit just because Iron Man was such a great, wonderful role for him. I want to see him do something.
By the way, this is coming from a person that won't watch Endgame because they can't watch like Iron Man die.
I saw Endgame once. And I'm not watching it again.
You like the movie, right?
I love the movie. But 10 out of 10. Yeah. I refuse to watch it again. So it was worse for me because, again... I think you, when Endgame was about to come out, you watched all the Marvel movies up until Endgame. I didn't do that. I just only watched the Iron Man movies. So I watched Iron Man 1, 2, and 3 just because those are my favorite.
You watched Civil War too?
I watched Civil War. And so it just hit so hard for me, and I just don't feel comfortable ever watching the movie ever again, even though I loved it. So, yeah.
Well, I feel the same way, actually. I can't watch Black Panther. I still haven't watched Black Panther yet.
Yeah, I'm not watching that either. I'm not watching that either for a while.
And even when I watch Endgame and he shows up, I'm like, dang it.
Yeah, exactly. But at the end, like, I feel like I should have known Iron Man was going to die. I should have known. I knew it. But it just, you know, just because you know it doesn't make it easier.
But he might be coming to Disney Plus as a villain, which I don't think we've ever seen him as a villain. He's always like the snarky guy.
I think he can do it. I think he can really do that because of his performance in Iron Man. Yeah. Iron Man in the first movie, of course, he was still a good guy, but he's had that like snarky undertone to him where I feel like he could have been evil. I feel like Iron Man could have been evil. Like a different parallel universe, Iron Man could have been evil. Imagine if instead of wanting to save the world and stop the weapons dealings that Stark Industries was doing, he decided to make it worse. He's like, so I think he can do it.
Yeah, I definitely think he can do it. It'd be interesting to see what happens because there are a lot of Star Wars shows coming to Disney+. Our next news story is not really a story. It's just a blog that you also can see on our website, hot995.com/crisiscrew. And it's about the 10 shows people were most disappointed about getting canceled on Netflix. Mm. And the top 10 going 10 to 1 is Disjointed, Ultra Carbon, Next in Fashion, The OA, BoJack Horseman, Teenage Bounty Hunters, The Punisher, Santa Clara Diet, Glow, and Luke Cage. Any of those shows make you upset?
I read this list before we started the podcast, and I didn't realize that I've seen a couple of these. So Luke Cage, that upsets me a little bit because I really liked it, but I understand why I canceled it. Because remember that one show they did when it was like all of them together?
Oh, that was so...
That was horrible.
I wouldn't say it was horrible. It was just... Let me parents say, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed.
Yeah, it was something like that. So, I mean, Luke Cage, whatever. Santa Clarita Diet, I actually watched that on a plane. I was flying to Hawaii, and I downloaded that on my iPad, and I watched it. It's a weird show.
It's about zombie eating, like zombies, right?
So basically, to summarize, there's a woman and a man who are married, and somehow she dies and becomes a cannibal, and he ends up like feeding her.
Oh, okay. So it's like a little type of horror, but with a person.
Yeah, so he's going out to kill people and like bringing her bodies back. So I mean, it's a little weird, but I only watched the first season, so that's.
Yeah, the only one I'm mad about here actually is Ultra Carbon.
Yeah, Ultra Carbon was Ultra Carbon. Literally, is cyberpunk. Like literally, that is cyberpunk. The game, like it's 100% that same universe almost.
I'm still watching season two, but I really love that deep science fiction. Like.
Yeah, I liked how real it was as far as like they didn't hold back as far as gore or anything, yeah. Which a lot of shows try to do. And I liked how they had a different main character from season one to season two.
I thought that'd be a cool thing to go forward with. Every year is a different character.
Because again, it makes sense in this world. Even though I love the main character, the guy who played the main character in season one, but in this world where we can take advantage of stacks and how people can change bodies, I think the show should take advantage of that. So yeah. It's kind of a shame. I'm hoping they pick it up again at some point.
And then I've never watched Teenage Bounty Hunters. I never watched BoJack. I hear BoJack is really good. I just never
watched the horse.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
And I've heard of the OA. Never heard of Next in Fashion. The Punisher, I watched season one of that. I loved it.
I watched season one too.
I've never watched season two.
I never forget. He shot somebody in Mexico from America. Oh, yeah. Didn't we watch it together? We watched the first few episodes together.
We watched
the first few episodes together, yeah.
And then Glow. I've never, even though I'm a wrestling fan, I've never watched Glow. But I know people love that show.
Yeah. I see it on like the advertisements.
The show that I'm most excited about getting canceled, it's not even on here, is Daredevil. Because season three was amazing.
I liked Daredevil. I really did. I liked the fact that I never seen... I didn't know who he was prior to the show because I didn't really read comics at all. But I really enjoyed seeing how a blind superhero fights and everything. It's really cool.
So let us know what your favorite shows that got canceled on Netflix that kind of tick you off. Let us know at hot995.com/crisiscrew, or you can go to our Instagram or Twitter at @info_pods. And I'm getting to our big story of the day is we talked about this last week. We kind of heard through some grapevines that WandaVision was going to be in 9 episodes. We know that for sure now. Mm-hmm. We kind of thought that the first episode was going to be an hour long. Well, 2 episodes going to drop. We know that for sure now. And we also have gotten some early reviews from it, and apparently people like it. Said it's very weird, but weird in a good way. I'm really excited about this show because
I'm a little confused. Is this taking place prior to Endgame?
This is taking place in her mind.
Oh,
yeah.
Hmm.
Because if you're not familiar with Scarlet Witch, she has world bending powers.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's presented in the movies as just telekinetic because she can just move things and shoot things, move things.
Mm-hmm.
But she can literally tear down the structures of reality and make it as she wants to in the comics.
So she's making her own world in which Vision is around.
Basically,
okay.
That's what I'm thinking is going on. And I'm really excited for the show because we have not gotten a Marvel movie since Spider-Man.
Supposed to get Black Widow.
We were to get Black Widow last year. Yeah,
Spider-Man was great though.
Far From Home, and that was May 2019, July 2019. So it's been almost a year and a half.
Long time.
So, are you excited? Like, watch the show? Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm excited for all of the Disney Marvel shows. You know, Scarlet Witch was a character that I was always really intrigued by. So I'm glad to look further into that. I'm wondering if her brother is going to be in it, if she can make her own world.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that.
That's what I was thinking about. Because she lost her brother in, what was that, the Age of
Ultron? I watched that last night.
Yeah, we only see him for like 2 seconds and he died. So it would have been nice.
I still don't think it's as bad people make it out to be.
What, Age of Ultron?
Yeah.
It was fine. People put these expectations on movies. They want the movie to be what they want the movie to be. But
yeah, I mean, in the realm of Avengers movies, it's number four. But still, yeah. It wasn't that bad.
It was good. I mean, honestly, I liked it because I like Tony Stark. So I like to see him mess up.
There you go.
I'm biased, again.
But yeah, this premiere is actually not next week, this Friday, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this Friday, because Friday is 15th, right?
Yes.
I go to my trusty, dusty PC calendar here, and this says that the Friday is the 15th. Yes, it is.
All right, so I'll definitely get on that this week.
Yeah, and it's going to be just like Mandalorian was, weekly.
And Loki's getting his own show, right?
Loki's show is after, because this is going to run until, if it's going to be 9 episodes, so it's going to be over 8 weeks. Then the next show is going to be Falcon Winter Soldier, which will lead into Black Widow. And then the next show, I believe, after that is Loki.
Okay, that's going to be great. So wait, so Black Widow's getting her own show too?
Black Widow's getting a movie. It's a movie.
This is her movie. Oh, so they're releasing her movie.
So basically, the way that it, like, it's going to pan out, the Friday that the last episode of Falcon Winter Soldier comes out, next Friday after that is Black Widow.
Okay.
Same with this one, when the show ends on, let's say the show ends on the 10th, on the 17th, the next show will start.
But to watch it, you have to have that Disney Plus exclusive.
No, just a regular old Disney Plus.
Really?
Regular old $6.99 a month Disney Plus.
Cool, because I was a little upset when I wanted to watch Mulan and I had to pay $30.
Well, we didn't really watch it.
I didn't get to see it. Maybe I'll watch it.
But yeah, so this is happening soon. It's getting great reviews online. The lucky people who have gotten, like, I think they released like the first 3 episodes to a couple of press people. It's getting good reviews. What do you want to see in this?
Again, I didn't read a lot of comics growing up. So my perspective of all Marvel characters is mostly from the movies and the little animated cartoons that they had on like Disney XD and all that. And so I'm pretty new to the concept of Scarlet Witch and Vision. So I just want to see them build their characters to understand what their abilities are more. Vision, to me, it was really cool simply because he is an AI in Jarvis and Infinity Stones. Like, he's just like, he's such a myth. Him by himself is just a mystery. And I think it's cool how her powers were similar to the nature of the stone. So I just want to see them flesh that out more. And for people like me who don't know the backstory.
Yeah, that's the argument I always have with my friend that he doesn't like to hear. He 100% believes that Thor is the strongest Avenger. I always say he's one of the strongest, but it's either Captain Marvel or Scarlet Witch, because they're the only two who got their powers directly from Infinity Stone.
Yeah, I think they're closer to the source of what made the world, so they would have to be. Now, I had gotten into an argument with somebody the other day about Thanos fighting Hulk. And how frustrating that fight was. And somebody was telling me that Thanos is actually like stronger physically than the Hulk, and made me so mad. I mean, in that fight, yeah, but I'm kind of mad about the Hulk, so I'm not going to get
it. But you also got to remember, that's the narrative they were telling in the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
It's easy to write a movie where Hulk just saves the day every day.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like they did for the first 2 Avengers, Hulk to save the day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more deeper to write a story where, number one, they lose. And number two, when they win, it's not because of the Hulk, it's because they had to actually plan it out.
Do you think that they're going to have any cameos of like other characters from like the movies in WandaVision?
Yeah, so they've confirmed that, do you remember Darcy from Thor?
Was that the sister?
Like the assistant?
Oh, yeah.
She's in it.
Okay.
The grown-up version of the little girl from Captain Marvel's in it also.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I think it'll be more than that. I think we'll see Doctor Strange at the end of it, personally.
Mm-hmm. I like him.
Because supposedly she's the villain of Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness. He's trying to actually fix what she broke. I think we might see some other Avengers popping up here and there, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Might see her brother.
Yeah,
which would be awesome.
I hope we see her brother. What's his name called? Quicksilver?
Yeah.
Yeah, Quicksilver, yeah.
I think this is going to be a great way to kind of relaunch the Marvel fandom.
Yeah.
And hopefully in May, if we've gotten our act together as a country, we can go to the movies and see Black Widow.
Yeah, I mean, beyond all of this, I feel like this is the perfect time for these Marvel shows, being that people can't go to movie theaters right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can, I think. I think you can rent out an AMC for like $100 or something like that.
And you can still go see movies. It's just that, like, it's socially distanced.
Yeah.
But nothing's playing because nothing's really being made to come out.
Right. So I think this is the perfect medium for this, the perfect time for this.
Especially now, because now it's considered Oscar season, so the movies that be coming out now anyway wouldn't be blockbusters. It'll just be movies that everybody goes see to vote for.
Exactly.
For Oscars and anything like that.
Exactly.
But yeah, so we are 4 days away from WandaVision, and our MCU hearts will be soothed with that MCU goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's going to about do it for us today. I'm sorry to say, not a lot of news. Things are still pretty slow. You know, pandemic, all that kind of stuff, and things that happened last week that we don't get into on this podcast because it opened up a whole can of worms. Mm-hmm. But we will see you on Thursday. But until then, my name's Kevin.
My name's Damon.
And you've listened to this, I guess, filling episode?
Sure, it's filler.
I don't know if I'm filler. I feel like that puts it down to you.
Nah, it's fine. I don't know what.
Well, you just listened to Christ. Oh, shoot. I don't want to end it like that. Because Hoodie always has something spunky to say. I'm trying to think about how I want to do this. I got it. Okay. My name's Kevin.
My name's Damon.
And you just listened to this WandaVision episode of Crisis
on Infinite Podcast.
I did it.